Anthony Rizzo, what a difference maker he is. He really, in his first series, couldn't have made his presence more felt. The Yankees get the sweep against the Marlins. And a lot of it speaks to a bad Marlins team. I mean, the NL East is, you know, a terrible, terrible division. And when you play a team like the Marlins, you have to take advantage of it, and the Yankees did. And what continues is just really solid pitching by the Yankees, particularly starting pitching. But the bullpen's been coming around, too, as well lately. You got a good start out of Tyone, who's been, like, really good in the month of July. Then Domingo Germán was okay in game two and actually was placed on the IL with shoulder inflammation. So he'll be on the shelf for a bit. So that could hurt. But now you have Andrew Heaney coming in to take his spot. And then Montgomery pitches a solid third game. And you've been getting some good bullpen contributions. I mean, all like up and down the whole series, like really good out of them. Depth, you know, top end guys and depth guys. But the story is Anthony Rizzo. It's funny. You wouldn't even Joey Gallo, you know, didn't really do a whole lot of anything. And it doesn't even matter. Anthony Rizzo, who I, you know, upon bringing him in, this is like the perfect guy. And when you see it firsthand, it's incredible. I mean, he's not going to keep up this level, but I really think that this is going to be fun. I mean, to see Rizzo in pinstripes, and I hope that they can find a way to bring him back. This might just be a 2 month, hopefully more than 2 month that the Yankees can make the playoffs type of situation. But I really think that he is going to be someone that is, you know, helps on the defensive side, can draw a walk, makes contact, just everything that the Yankees are not. He's the anti-Yankee Anthony Rizzo. But let's jump into the recap of this series. And DJ LeMahieu and Gio Urshela have been banged up. They've been day-to-day. They've had some pinch hit appearances here and there. LeMahieu has a triceps injury. Urshela has a hamstring injury. Sounds like LeMahieu will be ready to go for this upcoming series. Urshela, not so much. But yeah, they're definitely both effective. Like, not to the point of IL, but not great. So you had Glaber leading off in this one. Gallo batting second. Judge batting third and playing center field. Rizzo batting fourth, Stanton playing fifth and playing left field. So Rizzo playing in the outfield for the first time since the 2019 ALCS Game 1 against Houston. So it's been a long time. Rougned Odor stays in the lineup, and deservedly so. I mean, with these injuries to Gio and LeMahieu, Odor stays in, and he deserves it. He's been really, you know, really, really good. And so, yeah, again, Tyone pitches well. Zach Thompson was up the mound for the Marlins. Yankees couldn't do a whole lot until the top of the sixth. And who got it done? Anthony Rizzo hits a solo, an absolute bomb, about 450 feet moonshot for Rizzo to give the Yankees a 1-0 lead. And they wouldn't really look back. Tyone would pitch 5 2/3. And then Loaiza would get four outs. Let's see. Loaiza would get the final out in the sixth. And then in the seventh, it would be Glaber would get ejected, actually, in the seventh, in the top of the seventh, which was tough because they were running thin. So what happened was LeMahieu came in, and they actually moved Odor over to third and LeMahieu at second. Normally what would happen is Odor would stay at second, LeMahieu would go to third. But because LeMahieu has the triceps injury, like I said, he clearly is affected. They move Odor, who had never played third base in his major league career, to third base. We shift to, like, the bottom of the seventh, where Loaiza pitches a scoreless seventh inning. And then in the eighth, Richard Bleier would come in. He would hit Aaron Judge with one out. And then Anthony Rizzo gets a single. And so it becomes first and second. And Rizzo's so good against lefties. They brought Bleier in to face Rizzo in the last game of the series. And we'll talk about that. But that didn't work out for the Marlins either. I don't understand why. Rizzo crushes lefties. So that makes it first and second. And then Gio Urshela pinch hits for Loaiza. They bring in Zach Pop, who's a righty, and Gio gets a single to make it bases loaded. And it's funny, Nestor Cortez pinch runs for Gio. Again, going to show you that Gio is affected. Then Odor, as he does, gets a clutch two-run single. Really big hit for Odor. He's been money all year long in the big spot. And that makes it 3-0 Yanks. Britton would pitch in the eighth inning, and it would be dicey. He'd give up a couple of singles, Chisholm and Aguilar, but he gets the double play to Anderson, which scores a run, but it was two big outs, and then he strikes out Alfaro. So Britton is able to get the job done, but it was a little bit sketchy. And then in the ninth, it would be Chapman, and he would have a two-out hit-by-pitch, but he would then strike out Sierra to end the game, and the Yankees win 3-1. Great job by Tyone, good job by Loaiza, Britton, and Chapman, and a And of course, Anthony Rizzo with the big home run and a 2-run single from Odor, which were key. Game two, and all three of these games had similar scripts, all pretty close. Torres leads off again. In fact, it was the same exact lineup as game one. Same exact lineup, except a different pitcher. And Herman was decent, but, you know, really ran into a little bit of trouble in the fourth. But top of the second, you get a hit by a pitch to Anthony Rizzo, then a double for Stanton, which was needed. Stanton's been struggling. That was a big double. And then, again, Odor, the clutch guy, with the RBI single, makes it 1-0. Then Gary Sanchez gets a ground rule double, makes it 2-0. They wouldn't score after that, which was tough, because they had second and third, no out. And then Wade, Herman, and Torres don't get the run in, or either run in. Then the bottom of the fourth, it's a single for Rojas. Then he gets two outs. Then Rojas steals second. Then Alfaro gets an RBI triple. And then that makes it 2-1. And then a wild pitch by Herman allows Alfaro to tie the game up at 2. So Herman was, you know, starting to lose it a little bit, but then they would pinch hit for him in the fifth. I don't think it had to do with the injury necessarily. I just think it was a big spot. And Gio, with the bases loaded and two out, would pinch hit. And, you know, Rizzo leads off the inning with a single. He's been fantastic. Stanton would walk. Odor would fly out, which would move Stanton and Rizzo to second and third. And then Sanchez would strike out. So bad job by Sanchez there. They intentionally walk Wade, so the Yankees would have to be forced to pinch hit for Herman. Luckily, as the Yankees do a lot, they score on a wild pitch. Rizzo scores on a wild pitch, gives the Yankees a 3-2 lead, which would be the winning run, as it turns out. And then Gio, with a pretty bad at-bat, strikes out. So the Yankees have a 3-2 lead. Then Lucas Licky gives up a leadoff double in the fifth, but then would cruise from there. Cruise in the fifth and sixth. Great job by Lucas Licky. Then in the seventh, who is it again? Against the lefty, Anthony Rizzo. Another home run. Big run, big insurance run. Two home runs in two games at that point for Rizzo, and it makes it 4-2. Then Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes would come in, and Clay Holmes did a really good job. Pitched a 1-2-3 inning, picks up the hold. And then in the eighth, Chad Green goes 1-2-3. And then in the ninth, Loaisiga would come in, and it got a little bit interesting as he gives up a one-out single to Anderson. And then there's a play where Diaz grounds out to Glaber, and he tries to tag out Brian Anderson, but he hits him with his glove, but the ball was in his bare hand. So Glaber is unable to get that out. Poor job there by Torres. So it'll be first and second, but luckily, Loaisiga strikes out Alfaro, and he gets De La Cruz to ground out. So another good effort by the pen. This time, Licky, Holmes, Green, and Loaisiga, and Rizzo again is the star, as he would come up to the plate, I think, in this game, five times and got on all five times. Ridiculous. Then game three. And I always say how important this is for the Yankees to find a way to get the sweeps. They had been 4-10 with sweep chances. Their day game record was 13-24, and it looked like it was a here we go again situation. Sandy Alcantara pitched great for Miami, really well. And Rodgers didn't pitch so well the day before. Both of these guys coming back from injury who have had really good seasons, but Sandy Alcantara pitched well, and Montgomery does what he does. 5 innings, 1 run. You'll take that all day long. He battled. It wasn't pretty for him, but he came through. And in this one, Rizzo would bat leadoff, and I think that was a pretty good idea. I don't mind the idea of Anthony Rizzo batting leadoff. They moved Glaber down to sixth. Stanton would not play in this game, but other than that, pretty much, I mean, Judge moves to right. Gallo moves to left. Gardner's back in center. And in the first, Montgomery would run into some early problems. A leadoff double by Rojas, then an infield single by Chisholm, and then an RBI ground out by Brian Anderson. So it would be 1-0 for a long time. Montgomery kind of holds it down. Then Clay Holmes pitches a really good sixth. And then in the bottom of the seventh, he gets the first two outs, gives up a two-out single. They bring in Joely Rodriguez, the lefty, to make his Yankee debut. And he is able to get a one-pitch ground out, and he actually gets the win. So his Yankee debut, one pitch, one out, and gets the W. So the Yankees are down 1-0 at this point, and Alcantara is out of the game, and they bring in the righty Anthony Bass. Leadoff single, Brett Gardner, which was big. Then they pinch it for Tyler Wade. Now you had LeMahieu, Stanton, and Urshela on the bench. They decided to go with LeMahieu and Stanton. They could have gone with Gio at some point. I probably would have preferred that over probably Stanton. But LeMahieu, it's been a struggle with as well. And LeMahieu would strike out. Did not look good in that at bat. And then Stanton gets lucky. Let's just say it how it is. Stanton gets really lucky. What was a double play ball, they end up getting no outs. Brian Anderson bobbles the ball. And then he could have had Stanton out at first easily and throws it away. Gardner moves to third. So now you have first and third, one out. And They bring in the lefty Richard Bleier to face Rizzo. I don't understand why, and it comes back to bite. Rizzo just smacks a single to left field. The guy's a professional hitter. I love how he chokes up on the bat. He's not just a slugger. He does everything else, and it's special to watch. The Yankees need it. He's the perfect guy for this team, and it's a clutch tying hit. Then Aaron Judge gets an RBI single to give the Yankees the lead. Gives the Yankees a 2-1 lead, and they would hold on to that. In the eighth, Zach Britton comes in, and again, he has a tendency of walking guys. It's a one-out, four-pitch walk to Rojas, but he does get Chisholm to ground it to double play, and a beautiful play by Rizzo. Fields it, fires it to Torres, gets it back to Rizzo, double play. In the ninth, the Yankees, thanks to the Marlins just being the Marlins, get a lucky run. With two outs, Torres singles, and then Gardner. Torres was trying to steal, and Gardner hits a little tapper to about second base, the right side of second. Chisholm fields it. He bobbles it. Gleyber tries to go to third. Chisholm tries to get Gleyber out of third. He throws it away. He should have just ate it, honestly. He could have gotten Gleyber out of third, but he throws it away and Gleyber scores. So a really fortunate run, really bad fielding by the Marlins in both of those innings in the eighth and ninth. And it gives the Yankees a 3-1 lead. And then in the ninth, Chapman comes through, gets a couple of strikeouts, then a line out, and that's it. So another good effort by the pen. This time Holmes, Rodriguez, Britton, and Chapman. Again, Anthony Rizzo is the story of the series. No question about it. He has been unbelievably good, and he's going to get a really big standing ovation at Yankee Stadium to start this homestand where they face the Orioles and the Mariners. So in terms of pitching matchups, Jorge Lopez, who's 2-12 with a 6-plus ERA against Andrew Heaney making his Yankee debut. Then it's lefty Alexander Wells against Garrett Cole looking to bounce back from his poor outing. And then it's Matt Harvey, who actually gave the he's been pitching back in New York, gave the Yankees some problems at Camden Yards early in the year against a surging Jameson Taillon. This should be a good series for the Yankees. It needs to be, and it should be. You should win it, maybe sweep it. And then it's a four-game set against the Mariners after that. So Mariners are playing some good baseball. That's a wild card competitor, so the stakes will be a little bit higher in that series. But this is where the Yankees have had a pretty tough schedule the first 4 months of the year or so, and it kind of lightens up a little bit. I mean, they've been playing some good teams, so they got to take advantage of that. But, all is well for the Yankees. This trade deadline really seems to have so far kind of picked them up a bit. In particular, that guy, Anthony Rizzo.